Hello， 听得见吗 ？OK，OK， 弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings, brothers.
Hello, it's a there's some. OK， 嗯，很久没有下来，嗯，在这地方讲到了。
It's been a long time since I've done a sermon down here.
今天我们有继续跟 Daniel 合作，然后来分享今天的信息。
Today we're working with Daniel again to preach this sermon.
我们每个人可能都会经常去见我们的家庭医生，然后要求做体检，看看自己的身体状况如何。
So a lot of us do a physical examination with our family doctor to check various different health indicators.
看看我们的血压是不是很高，血糖是不是很高，或者是血脂是不是很高。
So indicators like high blood pressure, high blood sugar, or high blood lipids.
如果某一项指标不合格的话，我们一定会想方设法使它回到正常的这个水平。
If a certain indicator is not normal, we will definitely try our best to bring it back to normal.
比如说我们会锻炼身体，会注意饮食，会调节心情等等。
Such as doing things such as exercising, dieting, or adjusting our mood, etc.
但是我们有没有每年做属灵生活的检查呢？
But have we ever done an annual spiritual life checkup?
今天我要带领大家对自己的属灵生活做一个体检。
Today I want to conduct an examination on our spiritual life.
自我评估我们的属灵状况。
To self-evaluate our spiritual status.
目的是帮助大家建立一个完备的属灵生活。
In order to help everyone build a complete spiritual life.
在每个方面都能够健康成长。
And grow healthily in all aspects.
根据自我评估的结果，看看我们在哪一方面很弱，在哪一方面很强，需要装备的。
Based on the results of this assessment, you can see which aspects of yourself are weakest and need to be strengthened.
我每个人手上都有这个评估表吗
？So does everybody have this?
如果你没有的话，就没有的话，请你举起你的手。
Please raise your hand if you don't have one.
还有需要笔。
Oh, and you also need a pen.
好，给大家一点时间。
I'm gonna give everyone some time.
需要笔的话，也请你举手哈。
Please raise your hand if you also need a pen.
这个评估里面总共是有五项。
In the survey there's five sections.
这五项是代表我们的五个最基本的属灵生活。
These five sections are the most basics of our spiritual life.
在希伯来书刚才Grace 读的那段经文里面我再把这段经文再重读一下哈。在希伯来书第五章十二到到六章一到那个 PPT 有吗 ？OK。
Leonel, can you pull up the PowerPoint, please?
No, the
other one.
The upper.No, the previous one.
Previous one.
Previous one. Oh, okay. It's okay. Here. Yeah, 我可以再读一遍哈。希伯来书第五章十二到十三节。看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅， 所以知道还有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且吃成了那必须吃的，不能够吃干粮的人。凡只能吃来的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩；唯独长大成人了，才能吃干粮。他的心窍洗练的通达，能分辨好歹了。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Just to read the scripture again, it says, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not equated with the teaching about righteousness, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, we should leave the beginning of the doctrine of Christ and strive and continue striving for to perfection.
我们刚信主的时候，我们属灵的生命就像刚出生的婴孩一样。
When we first believe in Jesus Christ, our spiritual life is like that of a newborn baby.
婴孩需要先吃奶，然后才能长大，之后才能吃干粮。So
babies need to, you know, first eat milk or formula, and then solid food before they can grow up.
我们属灵的生命也需要成长，离开基督道理的开端，然后尽力达到完全的地步。
Similarly, our spiritual life also needs to grow, leaving the beginning of the doctrine of Christ and striving to reach perfection.
我们属灵的生命如何成长呢?
So how do we grow our spiritual life?
要通过敬拜的生活、团契的生活、灵修的生活、侍奉的生活和传福音的这个生活，这五个最基本的属灵生活来操练、来帮助我们成长。
Through worship, fellowship, spiritual study, service, and the gospel mission, these five basic spiritual practices will help us grow and make our spiritual life stronger and stronger.
那我们在这五个方面，我们属灵的状况如何呢？我们在哪些方面很好，哪些方面还缺乏？
So what is our spiritual status in these five areas? In what areas are we good, and in what areas are we lacking?
或许我们对自己的状况不一定了解，就像我们身体出了状况，但是你如果不及时知道的话，在去体检的时候，在发现的时候，可能就有些时候太迟了。So
we may not necessarily understand our own condition, just like if there is something wrong with our body, we may not know it in time. We only know if we go for a physical examination or if we experience severe physical discomfort. But it may have already been too long at that point.
我们所信的神，他是创造宇宙万物的神，是赐予我们生命的神，他无所不知，无所不能。The
God we believe in is the God who created us and is the Lord of our lives, who is omnipotent and omniscient.
他不仅知道我们的身体状况，他也完全知道我们的属灵状况。Not
only does he know our physical condition, he also fully knows our spiritual condition.
所以我们要求神来鉴察我们的心思意念，帮助我们能够认识自我。Therefore,
we ask God to search our hearts and minds and help us understand ourselves.
我们先来看第一个的我们的属灵生活，就是我们的敬拜生活。So
let's look at our first basic way to grow our spiritual life, which is our worship life.
本来其实我 这边讲到是要上次1月25号的时候要讲的，其实在之前的话，我是在中文堂已经讲过，然后也在中文堂，然后每一位弟兄姐妹都做了这个自我评估。So
I was supposed to give this sermon on January 25th. I've already given this sermon in the Chinese worship, and everybody in the Chinese worship has already done this survey.
所以我希望就是说，不管是中英文堂的我们的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都能够认真的来到上帝面前来，对我们自己的那个属灵状况有一个很好的一个认识。So
even though this is the English worship, I hope that everybody can do some self-reflecting on our spiritual life.
好，我们先来看我们的第一个属灵生活，就是敬拜生活。Okay,
so let's look at our worship life.
在诗篇27篇第4节说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。Psalm
chapter 27 verse 4 says, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord at the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
诗人在他的人生当中，他有一个最大的追求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，可以常常瞻仰神的荣美，就是来敬拜神、赞美神。
The psalmist has the greatest pursuit in his life, which is to live in the house of the Lord all his life, where he can always gaze upon the glory and beauty of God, that is to worship and praise God.
他也可以常常来求问神，来寻求神的指引和帮助。
He can also ask God from time to time and seek His guidance and help.
在诗人心中，他神是他生命中最重要、最渴慕、最美好的那一部分。
In the poet's heart, God is the most important, most desired, and most beautiful part of their life.
作为基督徒，神应该是我们所有的中心。我们的生活的每一部分都是为了敬拜神、赞美神。
As Christians, God is the center of our lives, and every part of our lives is to worship and glorify God.
不管你是在家庭里面，还是在工作当中，还是在生活当中，还是在教会当中，神总是我们的所有的中心。
Whether at home, at work, in life, at church, we must always desire to worship God.
我们要渴慕、渴望敬拜神。每个主日能够渴慕来到教会里面来去与弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
Every Sunday is a day to worship God with believers. We must set this day in time apart as holy.
星期天是一个基督徒与世人分别为圣的日子，是我们来到教会里面来敬拜上帝的日子。
Every Sunday is a day to worship God with believers. We will set this day and time apart as holy.
除非迫不得已，或者是有特殊的情况，我们不要故意缺席星期天的这个敬拜。
Unless we have no choice, we should not intentionally miss Sunday worship.
在敬拜的时候，我们要用心灵和真理来敬拜上帝，喜乐参与敬拜的每一个环节。
When worshiping, we must worship God in spirit and truth and joyfully participate in every aspect of worship.
然后呢，在生活当中，我们要长存一个敬畏上帝的心，凡事按照上帝的心意去生活，远离罪恶，不要与恶人同行。
And in life, we must always fear God, live according to God's will in everything, stay away from sin, and do not walk with evil people.
所以，求上帝来鉴察我们的敬拜生活是否蒙上帝的喜悦。
So let's ask God to examine whether our worship life pleases God.
好，现在大家可以看到你的这个 survey 在上面的第一个survey 就是你的 worship life 是怎么样子。上面有三个问题，然后呢，每一个就是前面的一到五 1 to 5。你看你在。每一项你现在是处于一个什么样的状况？
So can everybody look at the first bullet point, the worship life, and then see how they rank using 1 to 5 above?
给大家一分钟的时间。
I'm gonna give everybody 1 minute.
你可以把你的那个分数写在就是左边，然后最后我们要把它加起来。
You can put the points on the left side, and then in the end we will add them all up.
Step one, please.
One. One to five. One means there is a 就是
他的问是
就是
那有三个吗？
有三个 item. Okay, 每个 item 都是 one to five. 你自己看一下。
Okay, so rank every item 1 to 5. So in the first one, there's 3. Put a number 1 to 5 beside one each of the 3.
Yeah. 都做完了吗?
Has everyone finished? If anybody has some questions, they can ask.
OK, 都做完了哈。
Has everyone finished?
OK, 我们来看 这是我们的敬拜生活。
Yeah, okay, so let's look at our worship life.
那我们来看我们的团契生活。
Oh, okay, now we will look at our fellowship life after we have finished looking at our worship life.
Okay, Nello, you can go to the next page. 我们基督徒在地上的生活不是独行侠，而是要活在教会当中，与弟兄姐妹同心同行，彼此相爱。
Christians should not live alone on earth, but should live in the church and walk with brothers and sisters and love each other.
在约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节，使徒约翰是这样说：“我，这是耶稣对门徒说的。他说：我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
Leonel, next slide, please. So John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35 says, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Yeah, 我们信靠耶稣基督不只蒙他的拯救，我们也同时也成为神的儿女，成为神家的一员。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ, we are not only saved by Him, but we also become God's children and become members of God's family.
所以我们在这个教会里面，我们彼此称为弟兄姐妹。
So that's why in church we call each other brothers and sisters.
我们生活在这个神的这个大家庭里面。
And live together in the family of God.
我们彼此相交，这就是圣经所说的团契生活。
Believers have fellowship with one another. This is what the Bible calls fellowship.
因为教会人数众多，所以现在的教会普遍把在教会里面分成许多的小组。
Due to the large number of people in the church nowadays, modern churches are generally divided into many groups in the church. Small groups.
Yeah, 所以在就分成很多小组，然后每个人根据自己的情况加入到不同的小组里面。
And everybody chooses to join different small groups.
那么在小组里面，然后大家就是有更多的互动，然后彼此相爱，互相关心，彼此扶持，彼此鼓励。
So because it's a smaller group, there is more interaction between members in the group. Everyone loves each other, cares for each other, supports each other, and encourages each other.
像在我们英文堂，我们有这个 youth， 我们有这个university， 我们还有成人的agape小组。
So, like an example in our English ministry, we have youth, university, and also the adult one.
小组生活是教会生活中非常重要的一部分。
So, small group life is a very important part of church life.
在小组生活当中，最重要的就是我们要学习彼此相爱，互相祷告，这样的小组才具有凝聚力。
The most important thing in a small group is to fellowship with one another, care for each other, and pray for each other. Only in this way can small group life be cohesive.
小组成员需要参加固定的这个小组聚会，然后彼此之间才能够互相熟悉，然后才能够彼此之间的关系才能够更加坚固。
The group members need to attend these meetings regularly in order to.You know, get closer with each other and cultivate relationships with one another.
如果你长时间不参加你对别人或者别人对你都不是很了解这样就不能够做到彼此相交、彼此相爱、彼此相顾。
So if you don't participate for a long time, you don't know much about others or others about you. How can you get along with each other, love each other, and care for each other?
光是在星期天来到教会里面这一点就是大概两个小时的时间其实是彼此之间的认识是不够的。
So just coming to church on Sundays for just these 2 hours is not enough time to get to know each other.
还有另外在小组之间每个人的个性是不一样在一起的时候难免会有些摩擦这也是神让我们在一起学习彼此相爱、彼此接纳、彼此宽容的一个机会。
Another thing is, a lot of people have different personalities, and there will inevitably be some friction when they are together.
求神能够来检查我们的团契生活，看哪些方面需要不断的提高。
Right, but this is an opportunity for God to give us give them an opportunity to learn to truly love, accept, and tolerate each other no matter their differences. And we ask God to examine our fellowship life and see what areas need continuous improvements.
Okay, 然后我们就是看这第二个，就是调查的这评估的自我检查的一个，就是我们的团契生活有三点。
So let's look at the second item, the fellowship life.
Okay, 大家可以看你的那个，就这个表上面这三点。
Yeah, and look at the three items.
给大家一分钟的时间。
And rank them, and then we'll give everyone one minute.
对，第一条的话就是我是否固定的参加就是教会的这个团契或者是小组。
Yeah, the first one is I regularly attend church fellowship or small groups.
1 to 5, which 你是在哪一个上面？
Yeah.
第二个，我是否就是爱接纳，然后去建立一个深厚的友谊与小组的成员？
The second is, I love, accept, and build close relationship with group members.
然后第三个就是我是否用我的时间或精力来去照顾其他人的需要。
And the third is, I use my time and resources to care for others' needs. Has everybody finished?
Okay, easy, huh? 好，我们来看第三个，我们的灵修生活。Okay,
so let's look at the third item of devotion.
基督徒的日常生活是需要不断寻求神的旨意来体贴神的心意。So
Christians need to constantly seek God's will and be considerate of God's will in their daily lives.
但怎样才能够去体贴神的心意呢？其中的一个关键就是我们要有稳定的灵修生活。
But how do they do it well? One of the key things to doing it well is a stable spiritual life.
有计划的读圣经是灵修生活当中非常重要的一部分。
So reading the Bible regularly is a very important part of spiritual life.
因为圣经说，神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，可以指引我们前面所要走的路。
Since God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path, guiding us on the path ahead.
所以我们要渴慕神的话，熟悉圣经，明白圣经，用神的话来指引我们的思想，改正我们的行为。Therefore,
we must thirst for God's words, be familiar with the Bible, understand the Bible, and use God's words to guide our thoughts and correct our behaviors.
那神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光是如此的重要。那么我们有没有在神的话语上面下功夫，花时间？ 去思想，去学习，去遵循，然后用神的话来改变我们的生命呢？
So because God's words is a lamp to our feet and a light on our path, have we used God's words in our daily lives?
另外，祷告也是我们灵修生活当中另外一个很重要的部分。Another
thing is prayer. It's a very important part of our spiritual life as well.
祷告可以帮助我们建立与神的关系。 因为祷告就是对神说话。Through
prayer, we can build a beautiful relationship with God because prayer is talking to God.
圣经提醒我们要常常的祷告，恒切的祷告，要不住的祷告。The
Bible reminds us that we should. The Bible reminds us that we should pray often, pray persistently, and pray without ceasing.
在祷告当中，我们要寻求神的心意，聆听圣灵的声音。
In prayer, we should seek God's will and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and receive God's help.
所以我盼望每一位弟兄姐妹每天都能够坚持读圣经，有自己的读经计划，养成每天早晚祷告的习惯与神亲近。So
I hope that all of us will insist on reading the Bible every day, have their own Bible reading plan, and make a habit of praying every morning and evening to get closer to God.
我知道 Pastor Christian 在组织大家有一个读经计划，对不对？
So I know Pastor Christian has a Bible reading plan for everyone.
是每天读多少？
How many do you read every day?
一个星期
one chapter for a week.
One chapter for 1 week.
One chapter for 1 week.
我不，这个是太很少很少很少的。
So this is very little, very, very, very little.
啊，其实我鼓励大家除了这个跟着这个计划每星期读一个 chapter 以外，我还鼓励大家可以有一个有自己的一个读经计划。现在你可以用那个手机的那个软件 YouVersion 啊，它有那个很多的 reading plan， 你可以 choose 的，适合你自己的 reading plan， 可以多读一些圣经。
So I encourage people on in addition to one chapter a week to also read more. There are some apps on their phones like
what's that?
YouVersion.
YouVersion, where you can just read at your own pace.
Yeah. 然后呢，我们大家知道，我们每个星期四晚上7:30是有祷告会的，所以鼓励大家可以星期四晚上然后来参加祷告会。
So there's prayer meeting every Thursday at 7:30, and I encourage everybody to join us.
这样的话，就是我们通过每日的读经祷告，我们建立与神有亲密的关系然后将与神这样的关系融入到我们的生活当中，使我们的思想行为不断的被更新变化，更像耶稣基督。
So by persisting in spiritual practice, we can establish an intimate relationship with God and integrate the experience of communion with God into our lives, so that our thoughts and behaviors can be constantly updated and changed to be more like Christ.
好，我们来看第三个这个自我评估的这个问题，就是我们的灵修生活如何有三条。
Okay, so let's look at item number three, the devotional life, and the three items there.
第一条的话就是我是否渴慕神的话，并且有一个固定的就是读经的习惯。
The first is I hunger for God's word and maintain a regular Bible reading habit.
第二个，我是否就是恒切的祷告，来寻求在所有的事情上都来寻求神的心意。
The second is I persist in prayer and seek God's will in all things.
第三个，我是否就是固定的参加教会的主学或圣经学习，来了解圣经，明白圣经，并且活出圣经中的真理来。
And then the third is I attend Sunday school or Bible study to learn and live out the truth.
请大家自己在上帝面前来根据自己的状况，给自己有一个自我的评估，一到五是属于哪一个状况。
Okay, so everybody do some self-reflecting in front of God and rank these three items. Has everybody finished? Okay, let's look at number four, our service life.
基督徒，我们要侍奉神，圣经告诉我们要尽心、尽性、尽力的爱神，也要爱人如己。
Christians should serve God, love God with all their heart, soul, and strength, and love their neighbors as themselves.
教会我们都是教会的一员，我们都是需要在教会里面能够来一起来建造这个神的家。
So church is an example of how we can do this.
在以弗所书第四章11-13说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全众圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Leonel, next slide, please. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11-13 says, And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
教会是基督的身体，也是基督徒属灵的家，我们是这个家的成员。
The church is the body of Christ and the spiritual home of Christians, and we are members of this family.
我们需要共同建造这个属灵的家，让这个家能够健康成长，彰显基督的荣耀。
We need to build this spiritual home together so that this home can grow healthily and display the glory of Christ.
所以我们每个信徒都有责任来参与建造。
Therefore, each of us believers has a responsibility to participate in the construction.
神也通过圣灵把建造这个家所需要的恩赐能力来加给了我们。
So God has given us through the Holy Spirit the gifts and energy needed to build this home.
让我们可以在家里面各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Allowing us to perform our duties in this home and build up the body of Christ.
所以我们要喜乐地把神所赐给我们的能力、精力、体力、智慧、钱财等奉献出来，被上帝所使用，一起来建造这个神的家。
Therefore, we must joyfully donate the abilities, energy, physical strength, wisdom, and assets of monetary assets that God has given us, and let them be used by God to build this home together.
这就是在侍奉神，我们的侍奉也是要有甘心乐意的侍奉，是要存着一个感恩的心来侍奉，因为神先爱了我们，所以我们爱神。
This is serving God. Our service is to serve willingly and with a grateful heart. Because God loved us first, we also love God.
我们的侍奉也不是为了贪图个人的名声地位。
Our service is not for the sake of personal fame or status.
另外，我们的侍奉也不是一个人的独自的侍奉，而是以弟兄姐妹共同的侍奉。
In addition, it's not the service is not one person's solo service, but brothers and sisters in God's family serving together.
当我们在侍奉的时候，我们有弟兄姐妹一起侍奉的时候，我们可能会有不同的个性，有不同的背景，可能或我们有不同的意见。但是这是我们要在一起一个学习一个同心合一的侍奉。
While we're serving together, we may have different challenges with one another, such as different personalities and backgrounds, and this will bring challenges in how to work together as one.
我们要谦卑舍己，包容接纳这是在侍奉过程中我们要学习的。
So humility, self-denial, tolerance, and patience are the lessons that can be learned in the process of working together.
侍奉是操练我们属灵生命的一个最好的一个实验场。
Service is the best testing ground for God to practice our spiritual life.
好，我们来看一下这个自我评估的第四项我们的侍奉生活如何？有三项。
Okay, so now let's look at item four and the three items underneath the service life item.
第一项，我是否很喜乐的来去侍奉上帝或他人，用上帝给我的恩赐、能力或钱财等等。
I joyfully serve God and others with my gifts, energy, and finances, etc.
我在侍奉的时候，是否存着一个单纯的一个心来去侍奉上帝，而不是为了寻求回报
？I willingly serve without seeking personal glory or reward.
第三项，我是否谦卑的能够去与他人同工能够来去侍奉。
I humbly cooperate with others and pursue unity in service.
好，给大家一点时间来去思想，我们在侍奉当中，我们是的情况是怎么样
？Okay, I will give everyone a little bit of time to self-reflect on how their service life is.
好，我们来看第五项，最后一项就是我们关于我们的福音使命。
Okay, let's look at item number five, our last item, mission and evangelism.
我们都知道耶稣复活升天之后他回到天父上帝之前他向门徒颁布了福音大使命，记载在马太福音第28章18到20节。
We all know that after Jesus was resurrected and ascended to heaven, he issued the great Gospel commission to his disciples before ascending to heaven.
这是那个说耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去 使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So in Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 to 20 it says, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
这是耶稣给跟随他的门徒的命令，是要取十万民做主的门徒。
This is the command Jesus gave to his disciples to make disciples of all nations.
那如何能够完成这个使命呢？
So how do we accomplish this great mission?
首先就是要出去传福音，要带领人信主，要教导他们做门徒。
We must go out and preach the gospel and lead people to believe in the Lord and teach people to become disciples.
要达成这个使命，我们首先就是要出去与那些还没有信耶稣的人分享我们信主的见证，来传讲神的爱。
To achieve this mission, we first need to go out and share our testimony of faith in the Lord with those who have not yet believed in Jesus.
传讲耶稣是我们这些罪人的救主等等福音信息。
And preach how Jesus is the Savior of us sinners.
我们每个信主的人都可以分享自己的信主见证，而不需要什么培训。只要向人讲述我是怎样，为什么要信耶稣，以及信耶稣之后我们生命有什么改变，这就是一个很好的传福音的方式。
So each of us believe in the Lord, each of us who believe in the Lord can share his or her own testimony of believing in the Lord. No formal training is required. Telling others why I believe in Jesus and the changes in my life after believing in Jesus is a good way to preach the gospel.
当要传讲全备的福音的话，以及如果在面对传福音过程当中有不同的问题或挑战的时候，我们需要更好的装备和训练，才能应对这些情况。
But maybe to preach the full gospel and how to face various challenges in the process of preaching the gospel, we still need good training and equipment to deal with various situations.
现在我们正在中文堂开始做这个传福音的培训，这是我们现在有九个人要开始半年的这个传福音的培训。我们在跟 Pastor Christian 在商量之后我们可能在英文堂我们也会开始类似的培训，来训练我们每一个弟兄姐妹都可以出去传福音。
So in the Chinese ministry we already have this training program for preaching the gospel. There's already 9 people that signed upWe have talked with Pastor Christian about starting this program as well in the English ministry so that we can all go out and preach the gospel.
我们还可以参加就是其他的一些关于传福音的侍奉，比如说参加 VBS 的侍奉，参加 TCM 的侍奉，参加洪都拉斯短宣的这些侍奉然后呢我们还可以为宣教来奉献钱财或为宣教祷告等等。
We can also do other things, such as participate in VBS service, in TCM short-term mission, in Honduras short-term mission, and donate and pray for the other missions, etc.
好，我们来看一下第五项这个自我评估福音的使命。
Okay, everybody look at item number 5.
第一项是我是否有很强的这个福音使命来去分享福音。
The first one says, I have a strong sense of mission in sharing the gospel.
第二项是我是否有意的去建立与他人建立友谊，然后来去分享这个福音。
The second is, I intentionally build friendships and share the gospel.
第三个，我是否接受了这个传福音的训练，并且参与到这个宣教当中。
The third one is I receive evangelism training and participate in missions.
所以给大家可以花一点时间。那我们在教会里面，我们是鼓励每一位弟兄姐妹，一年你带一个朋友来到教会里面。
So in church, we have this encouragement that every year someone has to bring one friend to church.
这是我们希望我们成为我们每一位弟兄姐妹的一个目标。
So this is everybody's goal.
所以你可以想，你可以想一下，我今年我可以带谁来教会
？So think about it for this year. Who can I bring to church this year?
好，这是这个我们作为一个基督徒最五个最基本的属灵生活。
Okay, so these five things are the five most basic things that make up our spiritual life.
那我们就是评估完之后呢，你可以把每一个五个方面，每一个方面有三个有三个三条，你把每一个方面你都加起来，你看你总共的每一个每一项你的总分是多少
？Okay, so now everybody should add up their points and see.How many points they have for every section, and then they can see how many points they have in total for all sections.
就是每一项的话有五分，每一项是每个有五大项是吧？每大项里面有三个 item， 每个 item 最高是五分。虽然每一项的大项的话最高是十五分，对不对？
So there's three items, and the highest point per item is five. So.The highest point per section is 15.
好，在第一个敬拜生活，如果你是在一到五分的话，说明你只是在一个起步的阶段。
So for the first one, worship life, if you rank 1 to 5, that means you're a beginner.
如果你是六到十分的话，你是在一个成长的一个阶段。
If you're 6 to 10, it means you're growing, you're in a growing phase.
如果你是11到15的话，你是在一个成熟的阶段。
And if you're 11 to 15, it means you have matured.
一到五阶段就是在一到五分的有谁？我想了解一下。
So raise your hand if you're 1 to 5.
有在一到五的一到五分的举手一下，我想看看有谁一到五的。
I want to see who is 1 to 5.
没有人吗？那 OK， 那六到十。
OK， what about 6 to 10？
OK， 那其他的你们都是，那11到15呢？举手。
What about 11 to 15?
Okay, 没有举手的你们是没有做还是
？So for those who didn't raise their hands, is it because you guys didn't do it?
没有举手的，你们是什么
？So what were your points for those who didn't raise their hands?
Okay, 我就不用去。你要把这个 survey 的这个你放在你的回家之后放到你的 Bible 里面，然后明年的时候我们再来做一下评估，看看在这一年当中你有没有长进。
Okay, so everybody when they go home put this survey in their Bible, and then next year when we come back we will see how much we have grown.
你在一到五没关系，最主要的是我们今年需要长进。
So even if you're 1 to 5, it's no problem. The most important thing is that you're no longer 1 to 5 next year.
好，那我们怎样长进呢？这是我们有一些这个 take action 的这个建议。
Okay, so how do we get more points? There, if you flip the page, there are some action steps.
我们来看，就是有的第一个建议就是关于敬拜生活的建议。有六点。
Okay, so for worship life, there's 6 items.
好，大家，你们看一下，你觉得你需要在这个敬拜生活有六点，你觉得需要在这上面你要采取行动的，你可以在旁边打一个 check mark， 打个勾。
Okay, so in these 6 items, if you think that you should do these items, put a check mark beside them.
那个麻烦丹尼尔，你把这个一到这个 six points 你来读一下，好不好？
Okay, so Daniel will read these 6 items. So prioritize attending Sunday worship every week. Arrive 10 minutes early to prepare your heart and mind. Participate fully in every part of the worship service. Begin each day with prayer and committing to God.
committing the day to God. Reflect each evening and confess everything that did not please God. When facing decisions or difficulties, seek God's will first, and then hold a weekly family worship time. Hymns, scripture reading, sharing, and prayer.
OK, 你觉得你需要在这上面你需要 take action 的，你在边上就是打一个勾哈。
OK, so if you think you need to take action on one of these items, please put a check mark beside them.
好，这是敬拜生活。第二个我们的团契生活有五点，我们再请 Daniel 再来读一下。
So the second is fellowship life. We invite Daniel to read it again. If you are not part of a small group, consult a pastor to find a suitable one. Actively participate in all small group activities. Serve within the group, starting with simple and practical roles. Be attentive to the needs of brothers and sisters. Care for them and pray for them. Form prayer partnerships with two or three fellow believers.
好，大家看看在这个我们的团契生活方面，你哪些方面是需要采取行动的。
Yeah, so just like do the same thing for this section as the previous section.
好，第三点是我们的灵修生活，也是有四点，我们再请Daniel再读一遍。
So the fourth one is the devotional life. There's four items, and we invite Daniel to read it again. Establish and follow a daily Bible reading plan that suits you. Regularly attend church prayer meetings and pray for the church and fellow believers. Participate in Sunday school or weekday Bible study classes. Keep a devotional journal to record daily spiritual insights and thanksgiving.
好，这是我们的灵修生活，我们看看在哪些方面啊，我们可以采取行动的。
Yeah, so this is our devotional life, and then see which action item applies to you.
好，第四项，我们的侍奉生活有四点，我们再请Daniel来读一下。
So in the fourth one is serving life, and we again invite Daniel to read again. According to your spiritual gifts, serve in at least one area of church ministry. If unsure, consult a pastor for guidance. Practice faithful giving by offering 1/10 of your income to support God's kingdom work. When conflicts arise in service, examine your own attitude with humility and patience. Respond willingly to God's calling to plan, support, or lead church ministries.
好，我们来看第五项，就是我们的福音使命，有六点。再请Daniel再读一下。
Okay, so for our fifth one, it's the gospel mission, and we invite Daniel to read again. Participate in evangelism training and study resources on sharing the gospel. List the name of unbelieving friends or relatives and pray persistently for their salvation. Invite seeking friends and family to evangelistic courses or outreach meetings. Join street evangelism regularly to grow in courage and boldness. Support missionaries and mission organizations through prayer and financial giving. Participate in church-organized short-term mission trips to learn and experience missions firsthand.
好，这就是我今天要跟大家分享的信息，很没有太深的这个道理，而是要怎样来活出我们基督徒的生活来。
Okay, so this is what I wanted to share with everybody. It wasn't too deep, but it was just a basic things of how we can improve our spiritual life.
然后呢，大家把自己做的这个结果真的是要保存好。明年的时候，我们会再来做一下评估，看看我们的有没有改变，有没有长进。如果你还是停留在跟现在的一个一样的状况的话，可能就要怎么样？要被责备是吧
？Yeah. So everybody, please keep. Please keep this, and then we will do another reflection next year. And if you're in the same place next year, then it's over for you.
Okay, 好，我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
We pray. We thank you for rescuing us from sin.
让我们成为你的儿女。
And letting us become your sons and daughters.
我们的生命需要不断的成长。
Our spiritual life needs to continuously grow.
以至于更像耶稣基督的样式。
To grow more in the image of Jesus Christ.
可以蒙你的喜悦。
And to follow your will.
求你帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
I pray that you will help us, brothers and sisters.
帮助我们在属灵生活、团契生活、灵修生活、侍奉生活或传福音的生活方面都有长进。
I pray that you will let us grow in our worship, fellowship, devotional service, and mission life.
求你赐力量给我们。
I pray that you will give us strength.
求你圣灵来带领我们。
And I pray that you will guide us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.